Advisory Board will come to order Tuesday, April 12, 2016. And if you join me in the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. I'll let the record reflect that all of the town board members are present tonight. This meeting has been posted in conformance with the open meeting law. The secretary has affidavits of posting locations and time, if anyone's interested. At this point, I would ask you to turn off your cell phones or any other electronic devices that you have that might disturb the meeting or go off. Put them on vibrate or whatever you care to do, but just so they don't start chirping and ringing. And please take any private conversations that you want to have with your neighbors out into the lobby so as not to disturb the meeting. Meeting guidelines, I'll read the items on the agenda into the record. When I do that, the applicant and their representative or both can come up and tell us what it is they'd like to tell us about their application. And once they've done that, I'll open it up to the public to ask questions or raise any issues. Once that's completed, I'll allow the applicant or their representative or both to rebut or answer any of the questions or deal with any of the issues. After that's completed, I'll close it to the public. There'll be no other public comment, and the board will make a decision after discussion. County staff introductions.
Bill Blunt with the Clark County Conference Planning Department.
Do we have an approval agenda for April 12, 2016, including any deletions or corrections?
Mr. Chair, I'd move to approve the agenda for April 12, 2016, with the deletion of item number 7, UC 20315AR2616. Hold this item until April 26th meeting at the request of the applicant.
Okay. We have a motion to approve the agenda for this evening with holding of item number 7, which was Caesars Link LLC et al. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. So if anyone's here for that item, it will not be heard tonight. Approval of the minutes for March 29, 2016.
Mr. Chair, I make a motion to approve the minutes of March 29, 2016.
We have a motion to approve minutes March 29, 2016. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion carries. I have one item to read into the to the minutes, public comment. This is a period devoted to comments by the general public about items on this agenda. If you wish to speak to the board about items within its jurisdiction but not appearing on the agenda, you must wait until the comments by the general public period listed at the end of the agenda. Comments will be limited to 3 minutes. Please step up to the speaker's podium, clearly state your name and address, and please spell your last name for the record. If any member of the board wishes to extend the length of a presentation, this will be done by the chair of the board by majority vote. Planning and zoning, action to be taken on the following applications. Item number 1, UC 016416, Executive Center LLC, 1515 East Tropicana Avenue, a use permit for recreational facility, indoor escape chambers in conjunction with an office commercial complex and 4.3 acres in the C1 local business zone, generally located in the southeast corner of Tropicana Avenue and Tamara Street within Paradise. Okay, we'll trail that to the end.
Are you item 1?
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay, you want to come forward?
I only need 2.
There's the microphone right there.
Name and address.
Hi, Aaron Coy.
No, with the microphone.
Oh, Aaron Coy, N62W29133, Old Barn Road, Portland, Wisconsin.
So like to tell us that you'd like to tell us about your application?
Yeah, what we're looking to do is open a Escape Chambers location here in Las Vegas. We put groups, families, corporate team building into scenarios. We'd be helping the FBI, robbing a bank. The list goes on and on. We're in a whole bunch of different scenarios. You're never actually locked in a room. I guess I'm here to answer questions.
Is there anyone in the public that would like to speak on this item? Seeing none, I'll close the public and open it to the board.
Actually, Mr. Chair, if there are no comments on this application, I'd move to approve subject to staff conditions.
We have a motion to approve subject to staff conditions. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Opposed? Motion carries. Good luck.
Hey, take all your stuff.
Need it for the
You'll need it for the next level.
Okay.
Hang on, this is mine.
Yeah.
Item number two, UC 017216, Desert Inn Partners LLC, 3787 East Desert Inn Road, use permit to reduce the separation from an on-premise consumption of alcohol. Establishment proposed supper club to a residential use in an existing shopping center on 3.0 acres in a C2 general commercial zone, generally located in the southwest corner of Sand Hill Road and Desert Inn within Paradise.
Hi, my name is Hannah Yu from Geisha Steakhouse, located in 3751 East Desert Inn Road. Geisha House is the first Japanese hibachi restaurant in Las Vegas, and we've been operating this business over 4 years in the same location. Currently, we are under service bar liquor license, but Geisha House management team wishes to obtain a supper club license to utilize our bar area and provide better service and to offer more approachable, safe, and local-friendly destination for the East Desert Inn community. Therefore, we look for a favorable recommendation from staff and the commissioners.
Is there anyone here who would like to speak on this item? Seeing none, I'll close the public and open it to the board. Is that involving any of the work that's going on behind the building?
Behind the building?
Because you all taped off or
Sand
Hill,
yeah.
And there's a
actually, they just purchased, they actually the landlord has been changed, and maybe they're doing some construction work, but it's not related
okay.
to the use permit that we're asking for.
Well, if no one has anything, I'll make a motion to approve subject to staff permission. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion carries. Good luck with that. Item number three, UC 017316, Future Sounds LLC, 2770 East Flamingo Road, use permit to allow vehicle automobile sales in conjunction with existing retail commercial building on a portion of 0.6 acres in the C1 local business zone, generally located on the north side of Flamingo Road, 350 feet east of Topaz Street within Paradise.
My name is Milton Motorzesco. I don't know what you'd like to know. I don't know.
Tell us about your application and what you want to do.
Well,
zone changing.
Zone changing. We were here last year. We got approved by everybody. But
we
nobody notified us that we have to come back after a year. Or so now we're back again.
My understanding is that your permit expired.
Yes.
It did.
It
expired
years. Well, you guys approved us for 1 year probation,
mm-hmm.
but we never knew, nobody noticed that you have to come back for I don't know what to do.
So we have to reapply all over again.
So
mm-hmm.
for a brand new thing.
Land use permit.
I have a question for planning there. Do you have any record of how many vehicles, when we approved this, was there a limit on the number of vehicles?
It was five.
I'm not talking to you, sir.
Typically, it's five if there are other businesses on the property.
Uh-huh.
If it was the only business on the property, then to the design review, they would show how many they could park there uh-huh. and still meet the other parking requirements for customers.
Because they sell other accessories for automobiles, sound systems and what have you. So would that be considered another?
Yeah, this would be.
That's what I thought when we approved this. We were supposed to have five cars and we have a whole lot full.
Correct, just five.
Yeah.
In this case. Unless they come in for another application to waive that requirement.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Isn't addressed in this particular application.
I don't think I opened it up to the public.
No.
Did you want to tell us anything else?
Well, we're approved for five, but we asked him if you can approve us for a little bit more vehicles. If not, five, it's okay.
Yeah. Is there anyone here?
We don't have any problem with anybody with no complaints. No.
Oh, yeah, you have. Yes, I have.
Well,
would you like to come forward and tell us your name and address for the record?
Did you give that to him?
Ladies and gentlemen, my name is Northfreak Lander, 3144 Desmond Avenue. Most of you, if not all of you, will remember some 5 years ago when Title 30 was worked on for weeks and weeks and weeks by the Planning Commission. It came to all the town boards, we all had a chance to make an input to it. We all agreed on what the zoning was going to be. And so we have some principles here. The last time I appeared before the board, we were talking about used tire businesses, but I had made an inquiry about how a used car lot got on Tropicana just around the corner. I assume that it was approved by the town board. And I want to ask whether that was an aberration, or were you setting a precedence that you're going to have to follow? Because I think when you make these changes, you're sending a message to the staff, to the Planning Commission, and to the county commissioners that you don't care. That it's okay to put anything you want there. The people apply to the county, and the county says, you can't do that. But they don't want to take the heat. They say, oh, you can get a waiver, you can get a use permit, and then the pressure is on you. And what I'm going to say to you is, I don't mind what these people do, but I think that you ought to, and you should give severe, strict consideration to what we did for all those weeks on Title 30. If you want to change Title 30, put in a change motion to the county. Don't willy-nilly keep giving waivers and use permits. Thank you.
Is there anyone else that wants to speak on the item? Okay, seeing none, I'll close the public motion to the board. Where do we want to start? Whatever the table. Would you like to start?
Sure. You are approved for five vehicles.
Yes,
you
sir.
Have a lot more than five vehicles on that lot.
Well,
and you always have. And here is a photograph that was taken Saturday. There's about 16 cars there. You're approved for five.
See, the vehicles you see on the back, everything, it's completely gated.
I'm talking about the ones that are sitting on the front and backed up to the building. None of them have license plates on them.
I'm sorry? No, I can show you the vehicle that I have. It's the five in front. The few on the back, it's me and my partners that are driving them. They
with
have
no license plate?
No, they have dealer plates.
We have dealer plates.
So no, there's no license plates on them.
Like I said,
there's no license plates.
I cannot recall that if they, but we are three partners and we have three dealer plates and each of us drive with the dealer plates. The one, five vehicle displays. And this other side, their vehicles from audio, whatever they do.
They don't sell cars.
They install speakers and stuff for other dealerships. And they,
without?
But they bring
without
them there.
Without license plates?
They bring them there with no plates. And they leave them there and they pick them up.
Like I said, I cannot speak for them. But these vehicles in the back, of course, I cannot run a business with five cars. They're in the back. So as soon as something goes, I move them around. And I don't mean harm. Like I said, through the years, we've been doing business. We've been paying a lot of taxes, a lot of everything else. I don't have, the only complaints I have, I put the sign, used car sales. They asked me to remove it. I didn't know. And I put the used cars, how do you call those flags? They told me it had to be 10 feet back. I applied. That's the only thing that I know that I had a complaint. In my neighborhood, behind apartments, everybody's happy. in the neighborhood. They bought a lot of cars from us. We saw a lot of vehicles from that location. I don't see no reason. We don't do harm. We close the 5:30 like supposed to be, and we don't make noise. I mean, I don't know what else you expect us to do. We're just trying to do business.
I expect you to comply to what the requirements are.
I will apply, I guarantee you.
Okay, you haven't complied in the last little over a year. Plus, there's been 14 separate cases of sign violations on that property since 2011. Maybe you haven't been there quite that long, but some of those are probably yours as well.
I'm sorry?
Some of those are probably yours as well.
No. We've been there since last year. Like I said, we got approved for 5 cars. That's when we start the dealership. Anything before that, I apologize. I don't know what happened. And if there's anything we can straighten up, I will guarantee you we will straighten up. Just give us a chance to run the business, because we've been running.
You've already had a chance. You've had over a year. How come your parking situation says that you have up to 15 vehicles that will be displayed in the excess parking spaces?
I'm sorry?
You say right here in the site plan that up to 15 vehicles will be displayed in the excess parking spaces.
You mean how many cars I can put on my parking space?
In your site plan right here. Mm-hmm. On page 1 of our write-up, it says up to 15 vehicles will be displayed in the excess parking space. You're only allowed 5.
Well, no, that's what we asked for, but it's okay, whatever. It's the parking lot is big enough for a lot of vehicles to be parked for customers and everybody.
You have a ton of vehicles back behind the gate.
Like I said, behind the gate, the gate is closed gate, and those vehicles, like I said, we move them, we display what you give us. And everything else, when every one go, the next come.
I go by there a lot, and I walk by there quite a bit.
Wow.
And, sir, I'm not believing what you're saying. Because what I see is totally different.
What am I doing wrong? That's all I'm asking.
Not complying. You have more than 5 cars sitting out there on display.
In front of my
right plate. Tonight you had 16 cars out there. And it was after 5 o'clock.
I'm not going to argue, because I'm not, like I said, I have my 5 vehicles that I display. The last one is in front and the back.
Go ahead, John.
Okay. Did you
want to say? Okay. I don't know. We're running business. We're doing good. We don't have complaints from nobody. I don't know what.
The one thing you haven't done since you moved in there, do you also own the business?
We are partners.
We are partners, okay.
And
the one thing you haven't done,
you know, to run the business, like I said, we don't have complaints.
You have one thing you haven't done since you opened that place up, is follow the rules. You've had issues with signs. You've had issues with the vehicles. You've had more than 5 vehicles there, and you've had them there for a long time. I was there the other night, about 2 weeks ago, midnight. I went across your property. There were 4 parking spaces, period. That's it. Everything else was full of cars, for sale. Now, you can stand there and you can talk all you want, but the bottom line is, you have not done anything that you were given permission to do with your use permit.
Well,
you have violated it every opportunity you've had, from signs to vehicles. And we didn't just get up and start this rodeo yesterday, okay?
You've
been doing this for a lot of years.
And
you have not performed to the use permit, period. And I have turned in complaints. I think you have. I don't know.
What happened?
And I was astounded that given all the complaints, that county is recommending approval.
I've got notes all over this.
I mean, like
simply astounding.
I apologize, like I said, some vehicles, they move around. I mean, I don't know how to explain.
Big difference between 5 and 16.
Well, when they bring the vehicles from California. You either have 5 cars or you have more than 5 cars. It's not a complicated process to figure out.
I think.
And you've been doing that ever since you opened practically. And you got caught. And then you let your permit expire. And it's everybody else's fault that it expired, not yours. You're the business owner. It's your livelihood.
Now you're going to put me in with no life. Bye-bye for my life.
I'm sorry, Dennis.
That's what, I mean, I'm not doing nothing.
But you're putting, you put your foot in your mouth when you said, I can't make money on just 5 cars. I have to sell more than that to make money. And that's why I have more than 5 cars there and I swap them out. Yeah. And the one thing I said when this stuff comes before us in the past, I don't see how any car dealership can make it only selling 5 cars, and only 5 cars are ever allowed in these little retail slots. Mm-hmm. So it's the wrong location if you want to sell cars. If you want to sell cars, go get a place where you can have 20 cars or 50 cars. But this isn't it. This is not it. And you've already admitted you can't make money on just 5 cars.
No, what I'm trying to say, all the cars are behind
it
the gate.
It doesn't matter. You get 5 on the site, period. The rest of those spaces are for customers to come park in.
No.
You only get
they're
to
behind
deploy.
The building.
They're on the side of the building.
They're
the back
on the side.
Of the building. If you had a fire, how would the fire department do that?
I'm sorry?
There's absolutely no way that they could get around
I manage a building on Flamingo and Eastern. I drive by there all the time. You always have more than 5 cars. Always. No matter, I mean, we all go by there and check it out because we have the same situation every time we put in any place where there's 5 cars. Huh? The rest of the parking spaces are not for extra cars for you to sell.
Look,
it's
give
for
me
your
another
customers.
Chance. Can you give me another chance?
Nope, I won't. They may, but I
sorry,
won't.
Mayor, you mentioned that you've only sold vehicles for the past year. How long have you been in business at this location?
In this location, we've been in the business since last year we got approved, and we've been running it. We've been in business for over 15 years on Boulder Highway.
But at this location, you've only been there for 1 year.
It was
1 year and 2 months, because, like I said, you guys give us approval for 1 year, and nobody let us know that we have to come back, whatever happened, I don't know.
December of 2014.
And so we have to restart new process. And it's no problem.
Okay.
We're not a bad guys. We didn't do nothing. I mean, I don't know.
I make a motion to deny this application.
And before I call that, my concern is the number of cars that they've been doing ever since they
right.
had the permit. The other
and
issue
the
is the signs.
The violations.
And I have a safety issue
okay.
with the fire department even being able to get around that building if something were to happen.
Okay.
And there's no parking for customers. So they would have to park off-site. Those are my concerns. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Good luck with the Planning Commission.
We just denied your application. You need to go to the Planning Commission.
Well,
as far as we're concerned, it's done.
I know. What happens is they tell us to do one thing at the county. They tell us to make a parking analysis, and then we come here and they tell us it's not good.
Well,
who did the
parking analysis? Did you hire a company to do parking analysis? If you did it yourself, it doesn't count. You hire somebody. I mean, as far as this board's concerned, you've pulled the plug, baby. You're done.
Okay.
Thank
you very much.
Have a good evening.
Yep.
Item number 4, WS016516, Resort Holdings 5 LLC, 3375 Pepper Lane, waiver development standards to reduce parking in conjunction with approved medical marijuana establishment, cultivation, and production on 0.5 acres in MD Design Manufacturing AE65 zone, generally located 190 feet south of Pepper Lane and 100 feet west of Pecos Road within Paradise. Okay. Let's try that one.
Nobody's here?
No one's here for that one? Okay. Item number 5,
Then yes, 019616, White Family Trust, 4750 Glen Davis Drive. Waivers of development standards for the following. One, reduce setback from property lines. Two, reduce setbacks from a right-of-way. Three, reduce building separations from existing accessory building shed to a residence in conjunction with existing single-family residence on 0.2 acres in R1 single-family residential zone, generally located on the east side of Glen Davis Drive and the north side of Newton Drive within Paradise. Just push up on that little red button, a little yellow. Yeah, that's it.
Hi, I'm Betty White, and 4750 Glen Davis Drive.
Same address. What would you like to tell us about your application?
Well, we just like to get a waiver because it would be a hardship to move everything out of the sheds. And my son lost his house, so he had to move almost everything. So we had to build a couple sheds to sort of put his stuff. So we just really have to.
Is that anything to show us or anything like that?
I didn't know what he was supposed to bring, but I thought I'd bring this to
the computer. Sure.
I guess it's like, here's the pictures of the setbacks and everything else.
Are these the same or are they different?
Oh, they're different.
No.
You want to switch?
Let's swap.
Yeah. You want to swap now? Kind of know they're the same. I think it's the wall. There it is.
So, does this go?
This is the size of them.
Oh, okay. And where
and
are they?
This is where they're at.
Okay, here and here. So this one is that one. Okay. And then this one is the big one, the big one in the back.
Right. This is a little I'll take the
and the four sheds are fine. I'm sorry, four sheds are fine. Just two sheds.
Two
sheds on these
here,
two
here, here and that's here. That's that one.
Mm-hmm.
And
yes, it was an issue with the arms.
That one. And then the awning is there. And that's just what's going on.
Is there anyone here in the public who would like to speak on this item? Okay, if you'd like to come forward, give us your name and address for the record. If you could give him the microphone.
Marshall Britton, 4756 Bennett Drive. I go by this place quite a bit. And my children walk by it going to school. My grandchildren now walk by it going to school. This place has got a number of problems that I've seen. They have this one, they have the motor home here that was sitting out front. Now they've got it permanently parked behind the fence with a shed or some kind of thing attached to it so that somebody's living in it. There was somebody actually. I talked to the guy one day. He said one day he's going to try to get it fixed. This here is from an aerial shot. It's showing something. I can't tell too much, but it's attached to the house. There's an aerial shot of the footprint of the house. This is from Google World. It's nothing fancy about it. You got a picture here of the front of the house. This actually used to be a shed. The reason I know that is because my wife bought the house that we're living in 1972. And we've lived in that house ever since. So we've seen everything that's been going on with this house ever since that house was, since 1972. And whether or not permits were pulled, there's a raised part there in the front. If the electrical is up to code or if this has all been permitted, I have high questions about it. We were here one time before, and the county commissioner was Christine Giuliani, and she said that she was going to have some kind of a in-depth search on this, because if its electrical is not up to code, it'd be a definite fire hazard for the whole neighborhood, and a detriment for the neighborhood. We've always had a lot of concerns on this, so I'm here representing that. My one neighbor across the street, he just had to have back surgery. He can't make it, so I'm speaking for him as well. And I have Ms. Rago here. Now, she's gone blind right now, but hopefully she wants to say a few words.
Okay. My name is Shirley Rago. I've been in the neighborhood since 1974, and I've had one of her tenants stay in my house because they said that that shed that they stayed in was so compact, it would barely put a bed in it. I've never been inside, so I cannot make comments on it. But she stayed with me for about a couple of weeks, for a month, to get away from this. According to her, her landlord was charging her astronomical rent because of that little shed. And so I got the contents of that shed, which was, I don't wish to say the name, because if you want it, I can give it to you private. I know the name of her tenant that was staying in that house. Not only that, the past 6 months, I'm 75, I walk the streets to keep myself in good condition. For 6 months, from July to December, I walked three children. And what I've seen on that corner, you wouldn't believe, because what's happened is sometimes the cars are parked in front there, and then the other cars come and look for a parking lot because they're dropping their kids off. And so they will double park right in front of the walkway, because they've got a walkway. And so I'm sitting on the other side of the corner watching this going on. I kid you not, gentlemen and ladies, that is a dangerous place for children, because even my own three children in 6 months, twice they've darted out because they haven't realized that a car is coming. And that corner there has to be clear for this exit for the children to cross over. So I am highly recommending that that shed go, so that they can, no one can park there that they can see. Her driveway is practically to the right to the corner, so that no car can really park there, except that occasionally I've seen that car in the 6 months. I don't know what car, but it's been parked in front there. I've seen this, the RV parked there, and I have nothing against this neighbor. I think she's very quiet, and but I'm very much concerned for the children, because I myself have seen them dart in and out of there. We have, especially that corner, there's two ways. That is the most populated between Sun Valley. Very few come down there. They come up from the top, but there's a lot of Spanish, beautiful children that come down there, and I've seen them dart across there. That corner has to be totally cleared, because they actually have the pedestrian, that's the word I'm looking for, pedestrian right there. But then they can't see it because, you know, once or twice, and I don't think it's their vehicle. I think it's parents that are bringing their children have got vehicles there. But they'll double park, or else when they come across, they cannot see that vehicles going in and out of there. So it concerns me, because it's the new generation now is the grandchildren. There's a lot of tenants there. My neighborhood is beautiful. The reason I say this is, as you noted from my accent, I had a beautiful Boston accent for 5 years. I stayed in New York, went home to New Zealand, and now I have my accent back. So what I'm saying, gentlemen, is that for children, I don't think it's a good idea. I think we need to get rid of that shed, because it just, there's a, we need to clear that pathway for the children. I'm most concerned about them. Like I said, I had a tenant from her for a couple of months, and she was not happy because she was being charged too much for a little shed. And so she came with me, stayed a couple of weeks, a month, until she could get her items out of that shed and stayed with me and moved on. Okay. That's all I have to say, Jim.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Is there anyone else who'd like to speak on the item? Yeah, would you like to respond?
Well, we put in $3,500 in electricity, because this is an old town. So we fixed that, everything was safe. And the fire department came and everything, and they checked out everything, everything was fine. I didn't know I had green on it this time. But everything, we was checked out, and they checked it all out.
We've never had anybody living in the shed. This is the shed that we're talking about. There's like 4 feet, five or 4 or 5 feet of the cake diameter, there used to be a pole. So there's no way that this is an issue with children in any way. I'm not sure what she's speaking of. I don't think we ever had anybody living in a shed. We have an addition, which we had.
There is a lot of more people park to pick up their children. That's just normal around the school.
We only have 3 cars. We don't have a bunch of cars in the street.
If we have no one else to speak on the item, I'll close the public and open it to the floor.
So when you say you have run a daycare out of there?
No.
So who are people's?
We're close to the school.
Oh, you're close to the school, yeah, so people park on your street to pick up their kids. Okay.
Yeah,
every day.
So
an issue with us.
You have a 6-bedroom, 6-bathroom house. And how many people live there?
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6.
Okay.
So why is it that you can't meet the setbacks?
Well, because he really made it really good.
There's a pool here, mm-hmm. and then we have a little pond that's right here. So these were like the only areas I could actually put them in. Because I can't, if I did it, I'd be right in the middle of the, right about here, which I'd be too close to them. And everyone had theirs, I mean, if you look at this, everyone has it all around me. Has it. They're all right by the wall. This guy, here we are, he's got his right by the wall. They're everywhere. I just assumed it was okay. I didn't think that it would be an issue because that's where everybody puts them, is right in the far corner.
That's that thing about assuming.
Yeah.
Well,
I know
yeah.
it every time.
Yeah, it gets in the...
Well, the other thing is, they had, how long have you owned the house?
About 13 years.
Because they say since 2002, there have been 10 complaints filed for construction and zoning.
Yeah, we got that out too.
But the point being you started building
the same woman called, the one she was talking about, and she called and said, because I was renting her room, you know, helping her out. And she called, and so they had fire department. She said I had drugs and everything in there.
But the point is, you had 10 cases that you got cleared up. And so knowing that, you turn around and build 2 more storage units, knowing you had to have permits.
No, you don't have to
have
permits.
You're supposed to have permits for
you do
the
have,
small
you,
of the size.
You have to, but you... You have to have setbacks. You wouldn't be
the setbacks we need that.
Yeah. You've had construction without permits before on accessory structures, not meeting setbacks in the past, and you removed them. So how was it that you suddenly didn't know that you didn't need permits?
The rest of this was connected to the house. I didn't assume sheds are a big deal. They sell them right down at the Home Depot. We just put them together like a kit.
But
it's cheaper to build it from myself.
But they have to, even when you go get them from Home Depot, you have to set them off the wall a certain feet.
Right.
You have to contact the county.
Everyone in my neighborhood has to do that too.
Yeah, you could turn in everybody in your neighborhood and make them all come down here and we'd all tell them the same thing.
Does anyone else have
any? That would be horrible.
Well, it's hard to have sympathy with 10 complaints.
Well, that was years ago. That's like 2 or 3 years ago, wasn't it?
It doesn't matter. You did it.
Yeah.
I mean, with 10 complaints over the last few years, I got no sympathy.
But you didn't do much in making them compatible with the house and the architecture, so it kind of sticks out. So.
Well, if nobody has anything else, I'll make a motion in keeping with the staff to deny this application. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries.
Okay. So your next one is May 3rd at the Planning Commission.
We don't have any.
Huh?
No, they're out. You want to sit?
No.
Anything for you.
Okay, item number 6.
Item number 6, DR-018816, Parball Newco, LLC, 3645 South Las Vegas Boulevard. Design reviews for the following. 1. Proposed modifications to improve comprehensive sign package. Design reviews for the following. 1. No, wait a minute. 2. I've already covered that. Two, increase wall sign area in conjunction with existing resort hotel valleys on a portion of a 30.0-acre parcel in the H1 limited resort apartment zone in the Mud 1 overlay district, generally located on the southeast corner of Las Vegas Boulevard South and Flamingo Road, and 350 feet south of Flamingo Road within Paradise.
Evening, Jennifer Lazovich, 1980 Festival Plaza Drive, here tonight representing CVS. As many of you may have noticed, CVS has come out with a new branding for their sign, which is the addition of heart on a red background. They're launching that nationwide, so you may have seen some already on some CVS's that you drive by. This particular site is the location that is being built right off the corner of Flamingo and Las Vegas Boulevard, in between really where the Grand Bazaar is in Paris. And the addition is really this red heart outline. The signage or the red color was always there. It's just going to be colored red now. You'll see the white heart on that. It's being recommended for approval by staff, and I'd be happy to answer any questions.
Is there anyone here who might speak on this item? Seeing none, I'll close the board.
And we have no further enforcement violations.
Are we going to come back in with an eye in front of the heart next time?
Maybe.
I heart CVS.
Just think about it.
Forever with a 4 and an E-V-E-R.
You're pushing it, Jennifer. You're pushing it.
For Valentine's Day, could maybe have a bow.
Oh,
God.
Things they could do.
The board's going pinky.
Okay, so there's no more comments. I will make a motion to approve subject staff conditions.
I have a motion to approve subject staff conditions. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries.
Got it way easier than that, didn't you?
I'll see you in 2 weeks.
On this, the
link. Yeah, somebody will want another sign.
The link.
You're going to work that.
Let's see here. Item number 7, which was UC 020315AR002016, was held. So we'll move on to item number 8. It's UC 010414AR002416, Venetian Casino Resort LLC, no address, use permit, first application for review of a temporary construction yard for projects in conjunction with the Venetian and Palazzo Resort Hotels, design reviews for the following: 1, temporary construction yard, and 2, an agricultural gardening greenhouse facility on 18.6 acres in H1 Limited Resort and Apartment Zone, the Mud 1 Overlay District. Generally located on the south side of Sands Avenue, 140 feet east of Culver Lane within Paradise. Good evening.
Good evening, Chairman Williams, members of the board, Madam Secretary. My name is Jeff Silver with the Dickinson Wright Law Firm, 8363 West Sunset Road, Las Vegas, Nevada, 89113. This application is a part of actually 4 other applications that have been before this board in the last several months. The first application that we had was for the Palazzo Tower expansion. And the reason I mention that, although it's not included in the staff report, is because the steel from the Palazzo condo tower expansion is stored in this yard. That was extended, and then recently in December 2015, we had 3 other applications pertaining to a convention hall that's supposed to be built on this site. At least it's been approved for that purpose. They had a parking reduction, number 1. Number 2, they had a pedestrian bridge. Number 3, they had the actual convention center and liquor licenses that went with that as part of the use permit. So this is the yard where the material is stored that ultimately, hopefully, will become a major attraction as a part of the Sands Convention Center. And the greenhouse is simply to serve the plant needs for the interior of the property. So I remember you approved the other items for a 3-year approval. That would almost coincide with the 2 years on this one, because they were approved in December of 2015 for 3 years, and this is a 2-year application coming now before you in April.
Is there anyone here who'd like to speak on this item? Seeing none, I'll close the public and open it to the board.
Jeff, are you asking, saying leave this alone at 2 years?
Well, maybe the best way to handle it would be to make all these contemporaneous, to have them all in December of 2018, as opposed to have this one come up and then 4 months later, yeah, we've got the others.
Hey, Mr. Chair, do you think we ought to check his setbacks? Wrong application. Oh, yeah.
We're parking more than five cars.
He admits it.
At least he's up front.
Try to be.
I agree with extending it to December of 2018.
Yeah. So well, this one, December, and oh, you mean December, yeah, instead of
because right now it's still April 2nd, 2018. Did you say you wanted to go to December 2018?
Oh, yeah.
That would be coinciding, yes, with the other, yeah, three, yeah, uses, so, for the same
parcel. I'll make
a
motion to approve subject to staff conditions and changing a review as a public hearing to December of 2018.
If that's okay with staff. Okay.
I got it.
All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries.
Thank you very much.
Thanks, Jeff.
Have a good evening.
Actually, you got away pretty light. It's only 7:45.
Yeah.
Except you had two denials.
That's in there somewhere. Okay. Item number 9, ZC-01-83-16, Gypsy LLC, 510 East Naples Drive. Zone change to reclassify 0.2 acres from R2 medium density residential, AE65 zone, to C2 general zone change. Oh, wait a minute. I already covered that.
Wait a minute. Where are we at? Nine.
C2 general commercial AE65 zone for a parking lot in conjunction with an existing tavern. Design review for a parking lot. Generally located in the northwest corner of Naples Drive and Paradise Road within Paradise. Okay.
Good evening, Chairman and Town Board members. My name is Marin Perry, and I'm with the Law Firm of Bellows Bar, 100 North City Parkway, Suite 1750, Las Vegas, 89106, representing the applicant. And I am here to overpark the site.
Hey, how many times you hear that?
I know. That's exactly why I wanted to point that out. My clients are currently developing a remodel of the Gypsy Nightclub right here. I was before you guys a while back getting a major parking variance or waiver for this site, but when the piece next door went up for sale, my client purchased it, and it's zoned for residential right now, so we're asking for a zone change, and now we will be 17 spots over parked, I believe is the number, as opposed to, I think we had an 8.3% efficiency prior to that, so I'm happy to answer any questions you may have, but it's a parking lot.
Is there anyone here to speak on it? Seeing none, I'll close the public and open it to the board.
Well, I was thinking that guy could bring some of his cars and park it out.
She's overparked. Yeah. I know somebody that needs space.
We even actually, they also lease another spot from the airport. If you count that for hundreds of spots, you'd have a whole dealership. But one of the things that made this.
I think it's a good thing for that area because that's a tough area to maneuver in. As I was opening
Yes.
I just had one question.
Okay.
It says the plans show the proposed 2,200 square foot outside dining area,
mm-hmm,
with a 600 square foot pool and 184 square foot spa with a, yes, waterfall.
Yes. It goes right here. That's about as much as I can tell you. It was my understanding is when it was reviewed by planning, it was reviewed consistent with the day club type uses, and we were requested to build an additional, I think, add 2 feet to the wall to make it consistent with the other clubs that have pools.
We saw that several years ago.
Yes.
Yeah.
So? Nobody has anything. I'd make a recommendation to approve subject to staff conditions. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Opposed? Motion carries.
So you have dinner and drinks and go swimming?
How about that?
I have
3 hours.
You can have quite a party.
I haven't been to Gypsy. That's all I'll say.
Let's see here. What else do we have? We trailed number 4. They're not here, so do we have a motion?
Return to board.
To return to board?
Yes.
We have a motion to return to board. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion carries. Takes care of that. We didn't have any correspondence, a general business.
I just want to bring up something. I don't know if staff can help us or Blanca can help us. When we were talking about the tire shop on Tropicana, and I mentioned all the lights
that people are putting up everywhere instead of flags and signs. Now there's just bright lights. It's expanded now. Remember the snow cone thing we approved on Mountain Drizzle and Russell?
Yeah.
They've outlined the whole trailer in those lights. The Quick Market beside it has those lights. And I mean, those lights are taking over in place of signage. So I didn't know if staff is going to start looking at that as in
someone was in here and mentioned that they were talking about it, but...
Yeah, I don't remember.
You know the lights that we're talking about. You see them everywhere now. They're around the windows.
And like a rope lighting. They're about that long, and they're so bright, it blinds you.
And Leon.
They're considering updating the signs.
Just studying it. Whether that's one of the issues or not, I can't say for sure.
But it's when I saw it on the snow cone trailer, I was like, okay, now we're getting out of hand here.
But you see it everywhere, all up and down Desert Run.
Who's ever selling them is making a fortune.
They are.
You know, the gentleman that came before us tonight, he wasn't an applicant, he was out of the audience. It's Morton Friedlander, and took us to task, and you to some extent, as staff. And I think we do need to make sure that some of the things that we're looking at, the tire shops, the car dealerships, and I know you don't necessarily, you as a staff, completely want to be a bad guy, but I think maybe, you know, Title 30 says you just can't put it here. I'd like you guys to start saying no rather than asking for waivers, and I don't think this board minds being a bad guy. We really don't. You know, if we have to be and we think it's illegal, immoral, and fattening in that neighborhood, we'll vote against it. But mm-hmm. I would like you to look, you, the staff, to take a look at this and make sure, because Mort had a good point tonight, I think.
We did. The thing that I have with that car dealer also is that to me it's almost like spot zoning. You don't have any used car dealerships up and down Flamingo, and a lot of work has gone through over a lot of years to get Flamingo looking good, and then suddenly we just want to put a used car lot right smack in the middle of it. Granted, he wasn't following the use permit. He had way more than five cars, and he always has. And this guy doesn't follow rules. He does what he wants. It's obvious from all the complaints that have been put in about the signage, the fact that he's had more than five cars. You couldn't get a fire truck alongside that building beyond those gates if you wanted to. There is absolutely no way. The fireman would have a hard time getting through some of that area, because he's got them on the east side of that building all the way to the back and behind. You can see that some of that on your aerial that was taken a year ago.
I guess that the point would be is if the write-up is showing there were violations, why are you recommending approval?
Right.
They should
and,
be.
And that's the other thing. The lady, the one here with 10 violations, and then she's back again for not a construction, but setbacks. And you guys have slapped her upside the head a couple times, or code enforcement has, so she certainly knows. Mm-hmm. And maybe, and again, I don't know if that's part of your job or ours completely, but you know, if you say lady or person, you know, you've done some bad things over the last few years. We're not giving you, you know, moving. You know, it's in the story. So I don't know what to do.
There's no place that guy did for customers to park. None. You know, I was in there at midnight. The place was packed with cars. None of them had place. All of them.
I'll pass it on to try and see if we can be more consistent.
But just throw it out there. You know what I mean? We're all trying.
I mean, I could understand it maybe if, you know, he'd been following the rules and now he wants to go from five cars to something else. I'd still want to put a limit on it. You've got to have places for people to park. Are they going to be parking on everybody else's property?
I think the whole five car thing is absurd anyway. Yeah. I mean, we've got one on Sunset Road right next to Wayne Newton's place. It's so out of place. You know, if they're newer vehicles, it's not too bad. When you see some junky cars there,
yep.
It's a part-time
does absolutely deal with property values. And I don't blame my neighbors for being all upset because of things like this. They go out, they see a used car dealer, and it does nothing for property values. And there's so many places up and down Boulder Highway, as an example, that are sitting empty yet to put more than 15 or 16 cars on if you wanted to, or even over on Desert Inn. There's a couple of spots on DI before, between Boulder Highway and the 515. There's places for them to go. And to put it smack in the middle.
I was a little lost on that one.
I was too.
The violations. The reason that I asked the gentleman how long he was in business at that location, a solid of cars. And it sounded like to me in the write-up that he was selling cars for a period of 1 year, but these violations have occurred prior to that. They're not necessarily his. How do we know how many of those violations were with this particular person?
Well, he's got a big business in there selling them.
Well, he's got
got a big business in there selling accessories.
Accessories. Because it's it's Future Sounds LLC.
I think he owns the auto next door.
I do too.
What I didn't understand either was he was saying something about apparently there are cars there without license plates or sound people were fixing.
Right.
I don't think that's the intent of that kind of business.
Last time I took my car in for something, I left the license plates on.
Yeah.
I would bet you that they're doing stuff in the back. And if you look at your aerial view on that gizmo thing, you'll see what I'm talking about. Just from that, and that was a year ago.
You know, we have areas set aside for adult entertainment areas. Why do we not have areas set aside for auto dealerships, car sales, and so forth?
But we have for years. Sahara has been...
Well, yeah, we have Sahara. We have the Boulder Highway.
Right.
We have down in Henderson, they've got the auto mall.
Right.
And the thing of it is with these people, like this guy doesn't understand, is that there's a thing called synergism. And it works.
Yes, it does.
And when you're sitting there by yourself, nobody knows what you're doing. It's like the guy's got a bunch of cars sitting out there. They don't realize it's for sale.
Right.
Well, Mr. Chair, do you want to motion? Oh, okay. If we all go, yes, I'll be more than happy to. I was headed that way, but then Susan won't say something. The next meeting is April 26, 2016. Do I have a motion to adjourn?
So moved.
All in favor?